Hello, everybody, and welcome to the third episode of Unheard Voices here on CGMQ 88.9 FM. I'm your host, Caroline, and for every week, this show will report and discuss Canadian and international political news and why they all pertain to us here in the Eastern Townships. And as always, with a goal of highlighting and recognizing patterns of inequality in our society. This week's episode is a special edition for Black History Month. Indeed, February is a month dedicated to celebrate, remember, and empower Black history and Black people everywhere. So, I will touch on a couple of different themes surrounding Black Canadian history, politics, actors, and focus on some Eastern Townships, facts, and people. Now, let's begin. Firstly, let's start with a little bit of history on how Black History Month came to be in Canada. We can trace it back to 1915 in the United States. That September, Harvard historian Carter G. Woodson and minister Jesse E. Moreland founded the Association for the Study of African American Life and History, an organization dedicated to researching and promoting achievements by Black Americans and other people of African descent. In 1926, this association started a National African American Week, choosing the second week of February to go along with the birthdays of Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. This special week inspired school, communities, and organizations to do the same thing and celebrate Black history, while having celebrations, memorials, and conferences. Throughout the next years, many more colleges and mayors recognized the holiday and it evolved into a whole month. In addition, there's also thanks to give to the civil rights movement in the 1960s and 70s. So finally, in 1976, U.S. President Gerald Ford officially recognized Black History Month. He declared, quote, "Seize the opportunity to honor the too often neglected accomplishments of Black Americans in every area of endeavor throughout our history," end quote. Now moving on to Canada. 2 years after the month was recognized by the U.S. President, the Ontario Black History Society was established. The founders, Dr. Daniel G. Hill and Wilson O. Brooks, presented a petition to the City of Toronto to have February formally proclaimed as Black History Month. A year later, in 1979, the first ever Canadian official announcement was issued by Toronto. In Nova Scotia, the first Black History Month was recognized in 1988. After all these successes, the president of the Ontario Association, Rosemary Sadler, met with the Honorable Jean Augustine in Parliament to introduce Black History Month officially across Canada in 1993. Augustine then developed a motion to the House of Commons, and in December 1995, the House carried the motion unanimously, and February was recognized as Black History Month in Canada. And finally, the last step. In 2008, the Senate adopted the motion to recognize contributions of Black Canadians in February as Black History Month, which completed Canada's parliamentary position on Black History Month. Now to follow with this little history segment, let's talk about some important Black Canadians' political actors. I have just briefly mentioned Jean Augustine, but she is actually a pillar of Black Canadian history. As a matter of fact, she is the first Black Canadian woman to be elected to the House of Commons. That was in 1993. Following that, she was also the first Black woman to be appointed to the federal cabinet. And as we just have seen, her advocacy led to the national recognition of Black History Month. Today, she continues to be an inspiration and a model of excellence for communities across Canada. The second actor that I believe is really important to mention is Lincoln Alexander. He was and is still a leading figure in the fight for racial equality in Canada. His journey started in the Canadian Air Force in the Second World War. He recalls an event that motivated him to take action towards racial discrimination. Once, while he was stationed in Vancouver, he was refused service at a bar because he was black. He then reported the incident to a superior officer who refused to take action. He declares, quote, "At that time, they did not know how to deal with race relations of this sort of thing. They just turned a blind eye to it." Quote. After the war in 1945, he quit the Air Force and continued his schooling. He attended law school, and once again, he was victim of discrimination and racism. Now, fast forward, in 1968, he ran in the federal election and won the seat. That is when he became Canada's first Black Member of Parliament. His other achievements include the first Black federal cabinet minister and lieutenant governor. Throughout his career, his focus was always on the youth, on education, and on fighting for racial equality. And today, you may know that January 21st is recognized across Canada as Lincoln Alexander Day. The last figure that I thought to mention is Michael Jean. This Asian-Canadian journalist and filmmaker was the first Black Governor General. During her term, her focus was to work with and in support of marginalized communities. After her term, in 2010, the Haiti earthquake occurred, she was appointed as UNESCO's Special Envoy to support the country's recovery efforts. Today, she still continues to be a pioneer for Canada's through her foundation, the Michael Jean Foundation, whose programs, quote, support through the power of the arts and culture, education and training, young people among the most vulnerable in Canada by supporting their civic initiatives, end quote. Let's now come back to this year's Black History Month. On February 1st, Justin Trudeau posted his official statement to start of the month. Quote, "As we celebrate the beginning of Black History Month, we reflect on the rich history of Black communities in Canada and commit to building an equitable future for all. This is a time for Canadians to honor the legacy of Black communities from coast to coast and celebrate the contributions they have made across the country. From scientists to artists, from business owners to philanthropists, Canadians from Black communities continue to shape our country each and every day." Quote. He spelled out the government's efforts and actions to continue to empower the Black community. This includes Canada's Black Justice Strategy, which addresses systemic racism, mostly in the criminal justice system, and also through Canada's anti-racism strategy, who fights to build awareness and diversity to fight anti-Black racism. In fact, last year, the federal government gave $1.5 million in support of activities of the Jean Augustin Chair in Education, Community, and Diaspora at York University, which is dedicated to Black students. They also provided funds to the Supporting Black Canadian Communities Initiative, and they invested in the Black Entrepreneurship Program across Canada. Trudeau finishes by saying, quote, "These investments are key pieces to make sure we're building an equitable Canada," end quote. The last part for today's episode is dedicated to our wonderful region of the Eastern Townships. Dr. Sunita Nigam, who is actually from the region, conducted a Black History Project
right here last year.
Her interest was in the relationship between rural place making and blackness in Canada. Niyam is a postdoctoral fellow from York University for the Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council of Canada. This organization is a Canadian federal research funding agency. Her project, titled Black Histories of the Eastern Townships, is an online exhibit and an outdoor exhibit that was available on the Bishop's University campus during February last year. The project was in partnership with the Eastern Townships Resource Center, the Quebec Anglophone Heritage Network, and the Secretariat for Relations with English-speaking Quebecers. In a video posted by York University in Toronto, Sunita Niyam talks about her research and the things that she discovered. Here is a clip explaining her findings in more details.
Research on this tradition of summering in the townships, I started coming across accounts of people from the American South coming up to the townships for the summer and bringing with them their black servants. And I became very interested in the lives and experiences of these servants and started digging into the history of Black inhabitants and visitors in the townships more broadly. I started to learn things about how Black life in the Eastern Townships has been marked by histories of agricultural and domestic slavery in the late 18th and early 19th century, by histories of Blackface minstrelsy performances in the early 20th century, and by a very lively jazz scene of touring Black jazz performers in the townships in the 1920s and then later in the 1950s.
There are many more interesting stories and information shared in the exhibit. The online version is still available if you're interested in learning more. You can access it through the Eastern Townships Resource Center website. You just have to search for the Black Histories of the Eastern Townships. That is all for this week's episode of Unheard Voices here on CGMQ. I'm your host, Caroline, and I truly hope that you enjoyed. I will see you all next week for another one. Thank you so much and have a great one.